Test 1. I am going to give you the instructions for this test. I shall introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1.
You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. Question 1. You are visiting a friend when you hear him answer the telephone.
Hello? 776651. Yes, speaking. Yes, that's right. It's a Watari 76C Games Master Deluxe, and it's never been used. It was a present from an aunt in the States who doesn't realise how old I am. Well, seeing as it's totally new, I had intended to stick with the original price, but let's say £75. Hello? 776651. Yes, speaking. Yes, that's right. It's a Watari 76C Games Master Deluxe, and it's never been used. It was a present from an aunt in the States who doesn't realise how old I am. Well, seeing as it's totally new, I had intended to stick with the original price, but let's say £75.
Question 2. You are sitting in an aeroplane when you hear this announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will shortly be crossing the Pyrenees mountain range, where we have been warned to expect some quite severe turbulence. The seatbelt sign above your head is now on. Please return to your seats and remain there until the sign goes off. We will be altering our course to avoid the worst of the turbulence. However, we are fortunate in having a tailwind, so we should still be arriving in Malaga 5 minutes ahead of schedule. Ladies and gentlemen, we will shortly be crossing the Pyrenees mountain range, where we have been warned to expect some quite severe turbulence. The seatbelt sign above your head is now on. Please return to your seats and remain there until the sign goes off. We will be altering our course to avoid the worst of the turbulence. However, we are fortunate in having a tailwind, so we should still be arriving in Malaga 5 minutes ahead of schedule.
Question 3. You have visited an English doctor because of a skin problem.
Well, there's nothing really to worry about. I'm writing a prescription for a betadine ointment that you can get at any chemist. You can read English. Oh, good. Anyway, the only other thing is, if you do decide to go out at all, I mean out of the house, in the open air, especially in the daytime, just take good care, and I'm sure you'll be back to normal in a week or so. Well, there's nothing really to worry about. I'm writing a prescription for a betadine ointment that you can get at any chemist. You can read English. Oh, good. Anyway, the only other thing is, If you do decide to go out at all, I mean out of the house, in the open air, especially in the daytime, just take good care, and I'm sure you'll be back to normal in a week or so.
Question 4. While waiting to check in your luggage at an airport, you hear this conversation.
I'm terribly sorry, sir. These bags weigh 32 kilograms. That's more than twice the normal baggage allowance for this flight.
But I packed them very carefully. I put all the shampoo and things into smaller bottles, but maybe it's the golf clubs. They weigh quite a bit. Could I possibly take them as hand luggage?
I'm sorry, sir, but I don't think they'll fit in the overhead lockers.
Well, I guess I'll just have to pay excess baggage then. How much is it, please?
I'm terribly sorry, sir. These bags weigh 32 kilograms. That's more than twice the normal baggage allowance for this flight.
But I packed them very carefully. I put all the shampoo and things into smaller bottles, but maybe it's the golf clubs. They weigh quite a bit. Could I possibly take them as hand luggage?
I'm sorry, sir, but I don't think they'll fit in the overhead lockers.
Well, I guess I'll just have to pay excess baggage then. How much is it, please?
Question 5. You are watching the weather forecast for Britain on TV.
And moving on from the satellite picture, we can see that tomorrow there will be a fair bit of rain in the whole of the south of England. Pretty much the same story in the West Midlands, but the East Midlands should be getting some much brighter weather by mid-afternoon. And indeed, this may spread westwards by early evening. But I'm afraid there will be no improvement in northeastern England and Scotland for a day or so. And moving on from the satellite picture, we can see that tomorrow there will be a fair bit of rain in the whole of the south of England. Pretty much the same story in the West Midlands, but the East Midlands should be getting some much brighter weather by mid-afternoon. And indeed, this may spread westwards by early evening. But I'm afraid there will be no improvement in northeastern England and Scotland for a day or so.
Question 6. Listen to this answer phone message for a business.
This is TJ Smith and Sons. Our offices are currently closed, but if you wish to place an order, please state clearly the item, the quantity, and the catalogue number, and we will deliver it within the next 36 hours. We regret that we have been forced to delete all office cleaning supplies from our catalogue, as we are no longer able to supply them at the price advertised. If you do wish to make an order, please leave your message after the tone. This is TJ Smith and Sons. Our offices are currently closed, but if you wish to place an order, please state clearly the item, the quantity, and the catalogue number, and we will deliver it within the next 36 hours. We regret that we have been forced to delete all office cleaning supplies from our catalogue, as we are no longer able to supply them at the price advertised. If you do wish to make an order, please leave your message after the tone.
Question 7. You overhear two people talking in an office.
And have you heard about Jack?
Yes, he's had it this time.
It does seem a bit much, you know, getting the sack just for...
He had a whole roll of fax paper in his car.
Well, I think Colin's being too hard on him. Couldn't you have a word? I mean, he listens to you.
He doesn't listen to anyone, least of all me. But I'll try speaking to him about it.
You're just siding with the boss, aren't you? I mean, come on. You're as guilty as the rest of us. I saw you with that staple gun. And have you heard about Jack?
Yes, he's had it this time.
It does seem a bit much, you know. Getting the sack just for...
He had a whole roll of fax paper in his car.
Well, I think Colin's being too hard on him. Couldn't you have a word? I mean, he listens to you.
He doesn't listen to anyone, least of all me. But I'll try speaking to him about it.
You're just siding with the boss, aren't you? I mean, come on. You're as guilty as the rest of us. I saw you with that staple gun.
Question 8. You hear a parent asking a child to go to the newsagents and buy a newspaper.
Ah, Jason, are you going down the road to the newsagents? Oh, good. Then you can get a copy of today's Andover Gazette. Oh, and if they haven't got one, get us a copy of today. But I'm sure they will, because it's only 5:30. So you'll be needing 43p, and don't forget to look both ways when you cross the road. Ah, Jason, are you going down the road to the newsagents? Oh, good. Then you can get a copy of today's Andover Gazette. Oh, and if they haven't got one, get us a copy of today. But I'm sure they will, because it's only 5:30. So you'll be needing 43p, and don't forget to look both ways when you cross the road.
That is the end of part 1.